You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Hello, this is Ludella, a.k.a. Mama, here with a trigger warning. This show is the most controversial in our history. A deep rock bottom secret is revealed, and I suspect quite a few of you can't handle the truth.
Welcome to Rock Bottom Country Club, the number one radio show in golf. Remember, we're sponsored by Dryject, the most brilliant method for maintaining and restoring greens that we have ever seen.
Hey, what's with the title of this show?
Well, it's about folks telling stuff they never intended to. Say, have you had any of Mama's special herbal smoothie protein shake? Here, drink this.
That's good. Tastes like chocolate and dish rags. What kind of herbs are in this?
Oh, it's some kind of concoction slapped full of memory medicine. Mostly mushroom truth serum. In a few minutes, you'll be blabbering like a Gen Z fashion influencer.
Well, I still don't understand the title.
Tell It All, Brother, is an old story about this preacher who was giving a sermon to the congregation on how much better they'd feel if they got stuff off their chest. One of the deacons stood up and said, Pastor, I confess I have a little problem.
Tell it all, brother, said the pastor. Tell it all.
Well, said the deacon, I play poker on Saturday nights and I just can't stop myself.
Now, don't you feel better, said the pastor. Tell it all, brother, tell it all.
Well, then one of the strict church ladies stood up and said, Pastor, I take a nip of gin every so often. And the pastor said, Tell it all, tell it all. And the congregation joined in, everyone saying it too. Tell it all, brother, tell it all. Caught up in the moment, Mueller Chamson stood up and said, Pastor, I like to dig up dead folks right after they're buried and hook them up to a tractor battery. The congregation went silent and the pastor said, Brother, I don't believe I'd have told that one. How you feel, Ludell?
Oh, the room is kind of swirling.
Well, that means the truth serum's kicking in. So, Ludell, did you really get married last month?
No.
Well, what did happen?
It's too embarrassing.
Drink some more of this.
I don't want to. It smells like B.O.
Then tell the truth. What happened with your supposed marriage to Lolita Bernstock?
You know the part where the woman is supposed to say, I do? Well, Lolita said, he ain't exactly what I wanted, but I guess he'll do in a pinch.
Well, what'd you say?
I called the whole thing off. Told Lolita and her ditty I wasn't going to stand for that kind of disrespect, because I'm a revered, registered, and fully concubine golf course night water man.
Well, if you didn't go honeymooning, where have you been for the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I still honeymooned. I just went alone. It's like Paul the Apostle said, better to live alone on a rooftop than with a mean woman.
So you flew down to Acapulco by yourself?
I tried to. I was sitting on the plane, window seat, and this big old Sasquatch sat down beside me. Took the center seat and the aisle seat. He's wearing a pink and yellow flowery sundress and sandals on the biggest, hairiest feet I've ever seen. I ain't the fashion police or nothing, but the whole ensemble clashed with the beard.
Wait, I'm confused.
I was too. I said, golly, they make sandals in size 18.
So you got off the plane?
No, I was going to try and tough it out, but the smell of giant baked feet began to fester. Kind of like when you used to make Aunt Femi put her shoes in the trunk on long trips. So I said, least you could do there, fella, is shave them things so the rest of us could breathe.
Is that when you got off the plane?
No, I was trying to crawl over my seat to get some fresh air, but there weren't none. So I pulled down one of them oxygen masks and the flight attendant showed up and Sasquatch started screaming I'd misgendered it.
I believe I would have got off the plane.
Well, the other oxygen mask dropped down and all the passengers started cheering and before I could get a deep breath of oxygen, more flight attendants showed up and dragged me down the aisle and tossed me off the plane, and then the airport police chased me. They got tired after about 50 yards or so. Then I hid until dark and took my solo honeymoon at the airport Holiday Inn. Willie? Buddy came back and he wouldn't tell me where he's been. So I gave him some of Mama's mushroom truth serum.
Good, maybe he'll tell us if he's really been working over there at that AI golf course.
Well, I quit SI National. I want my job back.
What does that SI stand for?
Science Interfusional. But everybody calls it SIN.
But...
Yep, me and 4011 robots. And big screens just watching you all the time.
So I guess that superintendent's one of those computer geniuses?
No, he's just a face on the screen. Here, let me see your phone. I'll show you.
Hello, Willie.
That's a Terminator.
Do you think Mom will give me my job back?
I don't know, buddy. That's her phone. What's wrong with you?
They're always watching me. They're talking in my brain.
Buddy, did they do something AI to you over there?
They implanted me.
You mean they put like a chip in your brain?
No. In my...
Why'd you let them implant you?
They gave me free housing in the SI compound.
You got a free condo in the Science Intrafusion?
No, SIN.
You live in sin and you're chipped? And did you not pay any attention in Sunday school?
What are you saying?
I'm merely suggesting you probably let them right here.
No. I degaussed myself. I sat on a big magnet, and then I disguised myself as one of those big robots.
So you went over to the AI side to live in sin.
I don't like the way you say that. Everybody's going AI.
Well, if everybody jumped off a cliff, does that mean you'd...
Can I have my job back or not?
Well, I guess so. But first, we got to deactivate those chips they put in you.
Ow! Stop it! It burns! It's like a habanero suppository.
We have a problem.
Why is Lolita back?
No, I suspect some bugs got into my steroid biscuits again.
Oh, no! There's a mole cricket out there the size of a Buick. Ludell, hook up the spray rig quick.
Okay, what are we gonna spray?
You're gonna spray bifenthrin. I'm gonna spray lead. Didn't even phase him. Willie! Go get my 50.
And this is what we get for letting them GMO everything.
Hey, Femi, get that Eastern European think tank on the phone. You know, the one that's always saying we need to eat bugs.
The WTF?
I bet that mole cricket will dress out at 75 pounds.
Here, Mama, safety's off. We're in the chamber.
You believe that? 50 cal bounced right off.
It's like a mole cricket GMO'd with an armadillo.
We shouldn't eat bugs. They're full of natural defense chemicals, like nerve agents.
I don't think we're eating that bug.
Well, I believe it wants to eat us.
Next time I hear some genius talking about how wonderful GMO is, I'm gonna bust his head.
You probably won't have to wait long. Here comes that AI salesman.
Howdy, y'all. Ready to step into the next century?
Ain't you the feller that sold us that portable robot toilet? The racing body?
Old Miss Hornstealer was trapped in that coffin toilet for hours, till the battery ran down.
And the whole time it was speaking Japanese to her, telling her it had analyzed her gastricity and how she needed to stop eating so much hog bacon.
That thing tastes meat for 3 holes. Good thing it couldn't climb trees.
We've got a whole new AI lineup. Robot receptionists, robot accountants, robot teaching pros, and a robot beer cart girl that guarantees a 50% increase in beer sales.
How's it do that?
She don't take no for an answer.
We don't sell alcohol here at Rock Bottom.
Well, that's a shame. Drunk golfers spend more money.
Get out!
Wait, I ain't showed you the best new AI system yet. It's a golf helmet. Won't be long before all the insurance companies will require golfers to wear it, along with the seatbelts in the golf carts and the airbags.
Airbags? On the golf cart?
No, the golfer wears airbags. It's a part of the new Golf Safety Initiative. The golfer wears a special helmet with flip-down visor screens, proximity sensors to protect the golfer from incoming projectiles, disinformation monitors.
Sounds pretty good. Tell you what, you go put that gear on and model it for us.
All right. Be right back.
Mama, what are you doing?
Shut up.
All right, here it is. You'll notice that the helmet connects to the vest, which is a 360 airbag protection unit. And it can sense... Wait, what are you doing with that frying pan?
A little slow on the reaction time, ain't it? Seemed like them bags didn't deploy until after it got hit.
Mama, see if it protects below the belt. Kick him in the jimmy.
No, we haven't tested the airbag breaches yet.
Another example of technology being sold 20 years too early.
How'd it go to doctor?
Well, apparently I have a hearing loss at a specific frequency.
What frequency is that, Kenneth?
Kenneth?
What frequency are you losing in your head?
Interestingly enough, the same frequency that Mama talks at.
Where have you been? Doctor's appointments don't take that long. Now get out there and mow some fairways.
What'd she say?
She said you should go buy yourself a new truck.
Willie, did you hear about they gonna roll back the ball?
Yep.
What are we gonna do?
Well, nothing. That horse is out of the barn. Way I see it, they took too long to take any action, and now they think they can just solve everything with new tyrannical rules and orders.
I can't keep up with their new rules and executive orders.
You don't have to. Remember what Walt Whitman said? Obey little, resist much. We have 50,000 balls in the cart barn. We'll just keep selling balls until the Green New Deal forces us back to featheries.
But what if the USGA, PGA, RA, LIVG, and Z shows up and catches us selling illegal golf balls?
We'll do what they do. Nothing. We just deny everything and go on doing what we're doing.
They'll probably increase our golf taxes and fine us.
I think I'll invest in commodities. You know, hot tar, chicken feathers, and guillotine futures.
It's story time. Here at The Rock, we've often wondered where Willie's powerful distrust of a particular alphabet came from. So I administered some of my mushroom memory truth serum. I mixed it into his oatmeal and turned on my tape recorder. Looking back, I may have used too much. Willie, wake up. Tell us why you've been kicking the Imperials in the buttocks for 50 years.
I can't talk about that.
Yes, you can. Just listen to the nice, relaxing music and tell us what happened.
Okay. It was 1976, and I was a brand new assistant. We were building a terrible golf course on a swampy former prison farm, kind of like the one in Cool Hand Luke.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Don't get sidetracked. Go on with your story.
Okay. Norm came over to check it out with a couple of his important superintendent buddies. These fellas were very active in the Empire, and I heard something truly terrifying.
What did you hear?
I was in a muddy hole, installing a green valve, and they were standing there in their fine clothes, all clean and everything, and they were talking about how I never should have been given the assistant position because I didn't have a degree. And worst of all, I didn't belong to the Empire. I couldn't believe they were saying it right where I could hear them. Back then, it was a rare thing to work for a club that would pay the big dues and all the travel costs, and I certainly couldn't afford it. Just paying the local dues was painful. But then, as now, I felt the local association was very valuable to the normal superintendent. The big one, not so much.
That doesn't sound too terrifying.
It gets worse. Norm got all up in their grill, as the kids say, and was taken up for me, questioning their true motives and... Well, I'm sorry, I just can't reveal this next part.
It's all right, Willie. Take a deep breath, listen to the music, and tell it all.
Okay. These two big-time superintendents said, "Don't you understand? We're working toward a higher level in this profession. No more farmer comparisons. One day it will be illegal to have a superintendent or assistant position without a 4-year science degree and passing yearly industry examinations." "Exams?" Norm asked. "So you want us to be like doctors and lawyers?"
"Exactly," said one. "We need a method to certify that people are qualified to
manage a golf course," said Norm. "Let me ask you this. We would have to recertify every year?"
"Exactly,"
said the other one. "We'll charge big fees for the exams and the classes and..." I could see Dad getting angry. That's when he said, "Do PhDs have to recertify every year?"
"I don't know," said the first one.
Then Norm said, "And you'd be able to kick people out of their jobs for not having enough school? OJT and real-world experience wouldn't matter anymore?" One of the fellas said,
"Now you've got it, Norm. Think of the power."
And the other fella got real excited and said,
"Yes, yes, yes, the power. And we will have total control of who is given positions in the industry. And we will march and wear special uniforms and no one will stand against us."
Did they really say that?
I may have made up that last part, you know, about the special uniforms. But come to think of it, they did try a big push for wearing coat and tie on the golf course. Then they decided maybe just wearing it at meetings would suffice.
One more question since we're here. Why the whole animosity thing with that course in East Georgia? Wait, where are you going?
I have a sudden desire to go out and look at the azaleas. Ooh, they're especially red this year, aren't they?
Tell it all, brother.
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.